going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
What's the best thing someone said to you this week? By the time we get to Friday, we're all exhausted, we're drained, our allergies have been driving us crazy, and we're just ready for the weekend. And then we think back about what's the one little thing, something simple that someone said to you, completely changed your mindset. And it's the way to kick off the weekend with some positivity. Also, we kick off the weekend with the beautiful sounds of Kevin strumming the harp.
Oh, beautiful. Always gets me.
So good. Hannah, what's the best thing someone said to you?
So I have to shout out listener Kayla. So yesterday on the show, I received a flood of hate text messages. And Kayla's always like a super loyal listener. And she texted in and said, "Hey, it's Kayla. If people are being nasty, heck with those people. That is a them problem. I can spam call them if you like." So I love that Kayla came in swinging in my defense. That means a lot to me.
I think we all have your back and love you, Hannah. Yes. And sometimes those messages of hate, though, can be the loudest. But we hope that you see all of the flood of positive messages and people in your life that really do care about you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Mine comes from my older brother because he had hurt his leg. His quad muscle had surgery earlier this week and actually sent me the text and said, "Hey, all is well. Rehab begins."
Oh, that's
yay.
Awesome.
Yay. We've been worried.
AB?
I think for me, my sister's best friend, Lucy, texted me the other day and was just like, "Hey, this is really random, but I just wanted to tell you I love all of the stuff you've been doing on social media."
Oh, wow.
And I feel like it was a good reminder for me because normally I'm like, the people that know me probably get really annoyed with all the stuff I'm posting. And she's like, "No, I actually follow everything. I like every video. Like, I'm obsessed with it."
Well, so that means you're doing a good job being a radio personality and having social media. Yeah. But sometimes you like just question yourself anyways. Like, is my like post good enough for anybody? Like, it'll all get that like imposter syndrome.
Totally.
Alex?
For me, this was a big one because I think it's one of the things that I've just kind of, I guess, been waiting to check off my bucket list of things to do. But I got a call this week, earlier in the week, from St. Louis City SC to sing the national anthem at the city game.
That is
on May
7th. Cool.
That is so cool.
Awesome. Yeah.
Awesome. Basically, the entire city is going to be out there watching.
It's going to be awesome. Yeah, I'm a little nervous, but I think you got to do it at least once to get past it, right?
Do you know all the words to the national anthem?
I think I feel pretty good about it. You know, I got about a week and a half,
right?
It's almost like 2 weeks to figure it out. So
it's like one of those things where everyone kind of thinks they know the national anthem, so you have to say it. You're like, "Wait, I'm not singing it with everybody."
Until you got 20,000 people waiting on you to sing it.
Especially because it's not like in your normal repertoire of gigs that you sing and perform.
Exactly.
Mine's just a cute story about my daughter. We were at like parent-teacher conferences for my son, and the teachers were talking about, what siblings will be in the school next year? And someone had brought up my daughter, and they said, "Hey, will Emerson be in the school next year?" And they're like, "Actually, no, because of her August birthday, she's not of age." And one of the, I guess all of the teachers, when they heard that, said, "That girl's not of age. Well, we have to wait like 6 more months to get her into this school. She's going to be running the school by then." We might as well. She's like, She walks into the school like she owns the place, they told us during parent teacher conference. And we all said, oh yeah, we just think she can get a job in the office. She just has a swagger that all of the other kids in the school just kind of go, we're paying attention to her. She's 20 months old, but she runs stuff. And I was like, that is so funny, but that is so her. And my wife texts me every time she drops off my kid at school that literally all the other kids just go, Emerson, what are we doing today? And she leads the other kids on the playground. So yeah, that's my 20-month-old, and I thought that was just an adorable story. Think back on your days and just think, hey, is there a cute story? Is there something I can just put a smile on my face, and that's the best way to kick off the weekend?
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.